you're gonna go through this process of, you know what, you're needing $500 and that'll be met quickly. Well, no, he meant every month. Can I buy a gun with that money every? No, you can buy a one-time gun. So incentives are wonderful. Yeah,
fantastic.
For the first year.
Yes,
right.
Well, thank you so much to both of you. So the level has been set at about $3,000. We'll see how much they're annoyed by me. You know, $3,000 check right now. Someone can just send the morning guy home where he should be.
There you go. Can I add this in there too?
Yeah. No, go ahead.
And anyone listening, even if you're a worker at a dealership, his House of Hope is looking for a vehicle. There's a vehicle that needs to be used when they take them to appointments or the different activities.
A passenger vehicle, yeah.
Correct. So if you have a way to do that, and we can do that donation in kind, so if you make that donation, it can be a write-off. Or if you know how to go about doing it, or a local dealership that would be willing to facilitate that, please contact his House of Hope.
All right, because that is kind of a bump in the road right now, right?
For his house, it is.
Trying to get people back and forth.
Six guys right now, you know, eight possibly before the year is over. That's a lot of appointments throughout the week and a lot of miles on the road there, so we need a reliable vehicle. We could also use volunteers to help drive people. Some of these guys don't have a license yet. So there's lots of ways to contribute to his House of Hope beyond just the financial giving, donation of time, donation of property, belongings, that kind of stuff. Let's pull our resources together and make this out a win.
All right. If you're one of our listeners and you feel called to give, 715-762-3221, hohphillips.org is the website. If you know nothing about His House of Hope, that'll kind of get you some info that you need and what you're doing there. So feel free to give us a call if you have any questions here. Tammy, Jason, thank you so much
for sharing.
And check out the video on the His House of Hope Facebook page. Tammy, you did a fabulous job on that. Jason, always good to see you. Thank you. Get a cheer for my Vikings tonight?
No.
I'd catch him.
Don't make him listen to AC/DC.
Thought I'd catch him in a moment of weakness, but it didn't work. More in the House of Hope, his House of Hope in the Day of Giving on the way.
Ooh. Ouch. No one ever wants to hear those sounds, but if you do, remember this name, Wheelway Auto Body and Collision Center. They work with all insurance companies, from full-on crashes to fender benders. Only a qualified professional technician will touch your vehicle. They offer free estimates and won't leave you without a ride when your vehicle is in the shop. Wheelway Auto Body
Your
and
local
Collision
Civic
Center.
Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on 98qcountry.com/contest-terms.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
98Q Country.
Turn the quiet up, turn the noise down, let this old world just spin around. I wanna feel its way, wanna feel its way, and put some feel good in my soul. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke, want a little more right. Tomorrow's 10 years away. And just kick back and let the feeling flow. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke.
pretend. I just don't care. I could get up, go get her back. Or maybe I'll just let her go. Drank a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Yeah. Get the blues a spin, break out the wine, forget again. Dig down deep, find my glass, fill it up, take me back. Kick back, give the blues a spin, break out the wine, forget again. Dig down deep, strike my match, light it up, memory crash. Oh no, I don't know, baby, might take all night, better maybe break out that old rock and roll. Drank a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Gonna drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke, yeah.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. American ranchers say they aren't happy that President Trump is committed to buy more beef from Argentina. It's a boost to his political ally, Javier Milei, and White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said,
President loves our ranchers and he also loves American consumers, and he wants to do right by both. So the immediate solution to the problem of the rising cost of beef, President wants to bring that down, is we have to increase our supply. And so that's what he's doing with respect to these imports.
She said the president has a very thorough examination of every pardon request after he pardoned the founder of crypto platform Binance, who pled guilty to charges that he did not do enough to keep criminals off the platform. He's a supporter of the Trump family's crypto initiative. President Trump says federal troops are not going to San Francisco this week after he spoke to the city's mayor. An NBA player, Terry Rozier of the Miami Heat, and Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups were arrested as part of a sweeping federal gambling sting. This is ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Following Pella Corporation's acquisition of WeatherShield in July and during manufacturing month this October, the companies are giving back to their communities. As part of Pella's celebration of WeatherShield joining the Pella family of brands, the Pella Roll Screen Foundation announced it will award three $10,000 grants to three nonprofits, one in each of the three Wisconsin communities in which WeatherShield operates. The grants will support equine therapy for veterans, Operation Horse's Heel located north of Medford and Westboro, plans to expand equine-related support to veterans through the purchase of a mobile outreach unit. This nonprofit supports veterans, active service members, and their families through equine-related activities that reduce stress and isolation. STEM education at the Fab Lab, the school district of Ladysmith will be able to purchase new equipment to support the ongoing success of the district's fabrication laboratory, or Fab Lab. Fab Labs provide hands-on experience in science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. And food pantry support, the Lord's Cupboard in Park Falls, will use its grant to purchase food to support community members in Price County and Southern Ashland County who are facing food insecurity. Bob Foote, president of WeatherShield, stated, quote, "The culture of caring throughout WeatherShield and Pella Corporation is what makes us not only a great place to work, but also a strong community champion. As WeatherShield continues building a relationship with Pella, we look forward to future opportunities to invest in our team members, our commitment to innovation, and our support of our communities." End quote. Thursday, November 13th from 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., North Central Technical College in Phillips is hosting a basic life support CPR course. This is an American Heart Association approved course, and it covers adult and pediatric CPR and FBAO, two rescue CPR, barrier devices, and AED. This course focuses on the needs of the professional caregiver. Successful completion includes American Heart Association certification that is valid for 2 years. A textbook is required and can be purchased at NTC's campus store. The cost of the class is $40 plus a textbook. To learn more and register, you can visit ntsc.edu. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, November 13th from 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. over at North Central Technical College in Phillips. What's spookiest at Halloween? Lisa Hale reports on how you can keep your little monsters safe.
Stories of razor blades and apples and other such horrors have resulted in hypervigilance by parents at Halloween. So what are the best practices to remain safe this trick-or-treating season?
I think when we talk about safety in general, every year somewhere in the country, there tends to be some sort of concern about candy. Now, is it happening everywhere? No.
That's Lieutenant Megan Cash, the Public Information and Community Resources Officer with the Appleton Police Department. To stay safe and for peace of mind, Cash says there are steps parents and kids can take to ensure their candy and other treats are safe.
Wait till you get home looking through that candy. Know where you're going trick-or-treating. Understand some of those concerns can still exist, but more of that concern is about just like making sure things aren't unwrapped.
Cash said when choosing a costume, to avoid long trailing fabric that can be a tripping hazard. If your child is wearing a mask, make sure the eye holes are large enough for them to see clearly, or forgo the mask completely and use makeup instead. Give trick-or-treaters flashlights or glow sticks to help them see better, and so drivers can see the little monsters, ghosts, witches, and Power Rangers better.
Trying to maintain that visibility is really important. But let's say you are going as a group, staying in that group, making sure that when you're moving in that group, that you're staying on the sidewalks. Crossing the road safely is really important. You know, looking both ways.
Check with your local municipality for trick-or-treating days and times. And as you prepare for the spooky night, make it less scary by using safety tricks that make treats even better. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Knackwa Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Knackwa Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Knackwa Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at knackwacars.com.
The Bucks win the opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a 133-120 win over the Wizards in Milwaukee. Giannis scoring 37 points, the most in his career for the first game of the season. NFL, Packers defensive end Micah Parsons named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after three sacks Sunday against the Cardinals. This week, the Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love asked, when's the last time he heard from Aaron Rodgers?
No, we texted a couple weeks ago.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, we shoot each other texts every now and then. You know, a lot of it is just saying good luck throughout the season. You know, A-Rod texted me and it's great to be able to hear from him.
Aaron Rodgers with reporters in Pittsburgh.
What are your emotions heading into Sunday?
Just excited about the game. It would feel different if it was going back to Green Bay. But I have a lot of love for the organization. But, you know, if we were playing at Lambeau, that would be a little different feeling for sure.
That's Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
And high school volleyball tonight. Phillips will travel down to Spring Valley. We'll have that game for you tonight. Starting at 7 o'clock, Jeff Haken in the call. Mellon and Butternut going to play up in Mellon tonight, 7 o'clock. That'll be a good rivalry game. And Prentice and Rib Lake both hosting volleyball games tonight also. Second round of volleyball action. Well, our day of giving continues. Joel here, your morning guy, hanging around through the afternoon. Gray is lingering in the background, taking care of a lot of the backside technical stuff and all your bidding online. I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a warning, okay? Our bid items online, if you got a bid that you want to put it in there. Okay. Because we said earlier that if we get to 20,000, which we are about $2,600 away from that, that we'll shut the doors. We'll go home. You do your thing. We'll do ours. We put his House of Hope in just a great, great position to, secure their future and continue to do their good work. So we're at about, I think it's about 17.4 or so, somewhere in there. So we're looking to get to 20 grand. So if you're one of those people who waits, lingers in the bushes till the end and kind of wants to be that person that, you know, puts it over the top and, you know, hits that three-pointer at the end of the game, to win it. Here you go. Here's your chance to make a pledge for a great facility, His House of Hope in Phillips, a place that they take people out of addiction and they prepare them for just a fantastic, a better situation, a better life. It is such a great facility, doing such great work with Pastor Jason and Director Robert Knack and all the volunteers. So if you feel called to help out, it really is a gift that stays right here locally and helps out. Give us a call, 715-762-3221. You want to stop by the radio station? We're hanging out here. We'll be here until 5:30-ish or maybe earlier. If we go over that 20,000 mark, we may just say, you know what? We're going to put a little timer on this auction item stuff, and we're all going to go home and have supper with our families. Wouldn't that be nice? So if you want to do it, if you're able, give us a call. Pledge the amount. You don't have to pay it today. You can come in next week or the week after. Or no, a week from tomorrow, a week from Friday. Halloween is the deadline that we please ask that you come in and make good on the pledges. 715-762-3221. Let's make this just an incredible, it's already been an incredible day. Let's see if we can get to that 20,000 mark here. We're so close here. Give us a call. Make it happen here for His House of Hope and our 98Q Day of Giving. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. You may encounter a few sprinkles or a very light shower into your Thursday afternoon. Plentiful clouds, highs of the lower 40s, and a northwest breeze. For tonight, skies turning partly cloudy will drop back into the mid-20s. Mostly sunny near 50 Friday. Currently 41 degrees. 98Q Country.
Just get lost. Leave this one horse town like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston, ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow, tonight let's flip a coin.
Somewhere warmer up in the mountains, down by the ocean where a dog. I'd see her around. I'd be at some party, she'd show up and I'd be walking out. Or across some parking lot, hiding behind her sister. I'd look up, she'd be at the red light beside me in that white Maxima with the sticker on the back. I'd act like I didn't see her. But we'd pay the same pumps, flip through the same stations, and slow down for the same curves, run around with the same crowd. But we just needed some time. She could get on with her life and I'd get on with mine. Thought I would be fine, but maybe not. I knew she'd find a way to get over me, but I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know, so they give me the go around. But there's only so many streets, so many lights, where it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along, you gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town. For a while, I guess they were keeping it low-key. But now it's like these county lines closing in on me. I see them everywhere together. It's hitting a little too close to home. She's so far gone, but she didn't go far. She was over me before the grass grew back where she used to park her car. She's leaving those same marks in someone else's yard, someone else's arms, right down the road. I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know, so they give me the go around. But there's only so many streets, so many lights, where it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along, you gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town. Sometimes and I see you sitting there with him, and I wanna jump out, I wanna fight, I wanna say that guy, but I can't, it's my fault, and I let her go. I never thought that she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know, so then give me the go around. But there's only so many streets and so many lights, I swear it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along, you gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just say we did, just to feel alive.
This is Eric Church.
Yes, now guitars and words that rhyme, and on a hands of time.
The greatest station.
98Q Country.
We were sitting up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon, with a smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? Are we gonna do this so wide? Your shot, are you gonna kiss me or not? It was the best dang kiss that I ever had, except for that long one after that. And I knew if I wanted this thing to last. Sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band, and got down on one knee. And you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not? Gonna kiss me or not?
Go Thompson Square 98 Q Country in our Day of Giving 12-hour broadcast marathon with 98 Q Country. Here we go, our final few couple hours. Get on in there and bid on the items. Still a lot of good deals to be had. 98QCountry.com. Click on His House of Hope and hit the auction tab on the top. You'll see everything on there and what the bid is currently at. Thank you to everyone who has pledged. We appreciate you all very, very much. We're making a final push to possibly get to $20,000. We're about $2,600 short of that right now. So we're looking to get to about $20,000. And if, well, $20,000. If we do that, we'll shut her down. You know, we'll call her good. We've been... I feel like we've been very fortunate to have everyone give everything they did already today. But we're here and you're there, so why not? If you haven't been called yet to do so, thank you to Kravitz Company for your $500 pledge. Thanks to Tammy and Jason who are just in there for their $1,000 pledge. And we're at about 17.4 right now, 17,400. And 20,000 is our goal to shut her down and go home. So maybe you're in a position to tell you what, His House of Hope is a great facility serving those with addiction issues, and hohphillips.org. That explains it better than I do. We'll get Pastor Jason and we'll get Mr. Knack in here, the director of His House of Hope, back in just a little bit here. But it's a donation that stays right here. It's right here. The house is located in Phillips, and they've got a lot of things they want to do. They've only been open for less than well under 2 years, about a year and a half. And they're looking to build stability and to keep this going and maybe add on down the line. So as your morning show guy, let's make it happen. Let's get to 20. And when you add on the 12,000 matching, that's a pretty darn good impact on a great organization like His House of Hope. Let's make that phone ring a couple of times here. 715-762-3221. His House of Hope is our featured entity in our Day of Giving today here with 98Q Country.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving, and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
At Enbridge, we're proud to give back to the places we call home. Our employees live, work, and give locally as neighbors, friends, and colleagues, fueling regional economies. Tax contributions from our pipelines and facilities flow back into the community, funding schools, infrastructure, and services that matter. Together, we're investing in the future. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
With Progressive, you can reach customer service in the way that's easiest for you, by phone, app, or online. We know it would be great if we just magically appeared, but that's more of a genie thing, and we do insurance. But with us, you'd be like, well, it wasn't a genie, but it was great customer service, so that's nice. And sure, you probably would still like the whole three wishes thing, so if you meet a genie, you should definitely ask. But when you need us, contact Progressive by phone, app, or online. Just no genies. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. You may encounter a few sprinkles or a very light shower into your Thursday afternoon. Plentiful clouds, highs of the lower 40s, and a northwest breeze. For tonight, skies turning partly cloudy will drop back into the mid-20s. Mostly sunny near 50 Friday. Currently 41 degrees.
98 Q Country.
Yeah, I was just hanging out, some little West Coast town. Found a bar out by the sand, so I made my way in. First thing that caught my eye, like nothing I ever seen. Sunburned auburn hair, a California dream. Yeah, she was shaking them hips to some old Motown song. I couldn't say a thing, so I sang. I stay the closing time, my little mystery. That girl's killing me, so I put on this song just to sing. Humming this little song, if I could say a thing, I'd want you to know. You were a heartache on the dance floor.
Heartache on the dance floor.
Yeah, you're moving through my mind.
Moving through my mind.
Oh, I got to know your name. I got.
damn thing.
Check this out.
Check this out.
Hey, it's Corey Kent.
I didn't know that it would take it this hard, but damn, it's hard.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't want to think, think.
This
is really good.
98Q Country.
Declaration of Independence. Think I could tell you that first sentence, but then I'm lost. I can't begin to count the theories I've had pounded in my head that I forgot. I don't remember all that Spanish or the Gettysburg Address, but there is one speech from high school I'll never forget.
Come on in, boys, sit on down and tell me about yourself. So you like my daughter, do you now? Yeah, we think she's something else. She's her daddy's girl, her mama's world. She deserves respect, that's what she'll get. Ain't it, son? Now y'all run along and have some fun. I'll see you when you get back. Bet I'll be up all night, still cleaning this gun. Well, now that I'm a father, I'm scared to death one day my daughter is gonna find that teenage boy I used to be, that seems to have just one thing on his mind. She's growing up so fast, it won't be long before I'll have to put the fear of God into some kid at the door. Yeah, come on in, boy, sit on down and tell me about yourself. So you like my daughter, do you now? Yeah, we think she's something else. She's her daddy's girl, her mama's world. She deserves respect, that's what she'll get. Now ain't it, son? They all go out and have some fun. And I'll see you when you get back. Probably be up all night, still cleaning this gun. Now it's all for show, ain't nobody gonna get hurt. It's just a daddy thing, and hey, believe me, man, it works. Yeah, come on in, boy, sit on down and tell me about yourself. So you like my daughter, do you now? Yeah, we think she's something else. She's her daddy's girl, her mama's world. She deserves respect, that's what she'll get. Ain't it, son? They all run along and have a little fun. And I'll see you when you get back. Probably be up all night, still cleaning this gun. Yeah, son, now y'all buckle up and have her back by 10. Let's say by 9:30.
Rodney Atkins, 98Q Country, in our day of giving, winding down, winding to 6 o'clock anyway, or before, we have had just a fantastic day, and we want to thank everyone who has helped us out, contributed, or at the very least, said a little prayer for us to get through the day. We've got Robert Knack with us. We've got Pastor Jason with us from His House of Hope. What a day. What a day it has been so far, gentlemen, right?
What a day for sure, man. This has been a fun ride.
Yeah, we're tired. We're a little worn down. But I tell you what, between the bid items and the pledges, we are at about 17,400. And my philosophy is, as long as we're here, why not?
Why not?
Why not? Let's get to 20. Let's get to 20. And with the matching funds, $32,000 to go to his House of Hope. I think that's a pretty good start towards stability, isn't it?
Great start to stability.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we're doing with his House of Hope. For those of you who maybe just got off work a little bit ago at 3 o'clock and you're hearing about this for the first time, his House of Hope, Pastor Jason, located in Phillips. Give us a quick outline. Some people may have never heard of it.
Right. No, so his House of Hope launched a little over 500 days ago, but the whole mission began several years ago, beginning with prayer, obviously, and I just began to put to prayer, you know, Lord, what can we do about this, the epidemic going on right now with drugs and alcohol abuse within our county, and that's where the Lord kind of laid on my heart the vision of his House of Hope. So I took that to a band of brothers in the Lord and shared my vision with those guys. They saw the same need. They saw the same vision. And we started putting pen to paper and just putting our work in front of us and got to where we're at right now. So it's been an amazing journey. To use just the body of Christ, using this community and all its resources, working together for a common good. That's probably my favorite parts of this whole thing is to watch how people bring their resources together for this cause. And I tell you, man, it's a blessing to be a part of this team.
And it's a facility capable of holding of having eight people there,
eight people,
and it's more about it's more than just kicking the addiction. There's a lot of things that go into this to transition into a productive lifestyle, right?
There is. Yeah, I mean, addiction's just one of the aspects. I mean, that was the first part for me to start looking at on what we need to be doing. But why are they going through these drugs and alcohol? What's going on in their heart, in their mind, in their life? Looking at childhood trauma, these different circumstances is causing them to turn to drugs and alcohol. And so with his House of Hope, we hit a whole bunch of different aspects of a person's life to get them fully back on the right track. I mean, drugs and alcohol abuse, that's a big target. But ultimately, we want to make sure that these guys are not just clean and sober, but productive members of society, being back in the home with their children, serving in the community. There's so many different aspects on that. I want to see if Robert wants to weigh in on some of the other aspects of what his House of Hope does with these men.
Well, you see, we are actually looking at 12 different areas in a person's life that we're trying to gauge success on. I'm just going to go through a quick list right here. So spiritual, we've talked on a lot lately. Addiction is another one, but one that continues to be lacked is mental health. We worry about these gentlemen's mental health, and though that we are not a place that deals with the mental health, we outsource to different areas like Aurora. We send other people to the Northern Lights Community Clinic up here in Park Falls. They're a great resource as well. We look at life skills. Academically, do they need a GED? Do they plan on going to college? Vocationally is a huge one, especially as men. We're born to work. That's our job. We're here to work. Also, a lot of people don't know how to deal with financial. We look at that area. Leadership in a male role model is to lead your family to the better and brighter future. And speaking about family, we also look at Christian fathers. How can they be a better father to their children? And Christian husbands, how can they lead their wife in a correct manner? But also we look into two different things, and that's nutrition and fitness. Because due to the fact of addiction in the past, we tend to, people that were addicted tend to not really take care of their bodies. Like right away in the first phase, it's okay, you need to get a dental check, you need to get a health check, you need to get an eye check, and you need to get your labs taken. Because a lot of these people haven't done that for years.
Right. Okay. His House of Hope, located in Phillips. Again, you mentioned just over 500 days you've been open.
Yep.
And I guess you know better than I ever will what you've accomplished in those 500 days. I mean, some of the amazing things and stories that you could sit down and probably tell people of success. And just think of what people's support to keep his House of Hope thriving. Just think of what's ahead.
Oh,
right?
For sure. I would say just watching the life reemerge in these guys' eyes, you know, the hope that they once thought wasn't going to come back into their
life. I saw
it
today.
Oh, I'm sure that you did.
I saw these gentlemen today. They were alive.
Yeah.
They were ready for the next day.
Yep.
They're ready. Yeah.
So this is what his House of Hope and what's what the gospel of Jesus Christ can do for a person. You know, so it's a win-win across the board.
Yeah, our Day of Giving is supporting his House of Hope today. Our extended goal is 20,000. We're at about 17,4 right now. And if we get to that, we're gonna shut her down. We're gonna say thank you, Lord, for the 20 grand.
Yeah.
And we're very thankful for what we've had already. But I know there's a few people listening out there right now that maybe are able to give a little bit. And if you're looking for a good local charity where you don't know the money's going to stay right here and help out an issue right here in Price County and surrounding areas, this is a good way to do it. $2,600. That's not a whole lot if we get a few people to chip in and put us over that 20 grand and maybe bid on some of those silent auction items, which, by the way, our listeners out there and people who are supporting this, they're having a lot of fun, Robert, with those silent auction items. And you can see some of the bids are really awesome.
Yes,
and some of the fishing stuff and the musky rods and the fishing guided tours. So just a wonderful response from people on that.
Yeah, one of the cool thing is, too, with the guided thing, is that they're willing to sacrifice not only money that they would be getting for guiding, they're sacrificing their time because they have value. They have caught the vision of His House of Hope in our community, is that we're taking men and replacing them with success again. You know what they dreamed of when they were 14 years old, that's what they're achieving now due to the fact someone's able to love them. And you know what the coolest thing is, that we got two more guys coming in today that's going to want to share testimonies. And if you're going to listen to anything, please listen to the words from the people that are walking His House of Hope program out. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be powerful. And if that doesn't pull on your heartstrings, I don't know it will.
Yeah. If you want to help out, give us a call, 715-762-3221. Pledge whatever you can. Rachel will take down your name, and you can make good on it in the next week or so. You don't have to come in today. His House of Hope, I mean, there's never been a better opportunity in someone's life to give and directly affect someone who's going through a difficult time right here. Right here. There's a lot of good national organizations, but you know that the $100 or $500 that you give is going to go right into House of Hope. It's going to buy a meal. It's going to help out with the counseling and everything right here.
These are your neighbors that we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. HOHphillips.org if you want to check out His House of Hope. And we'll continue with our Day of Giving. I hope you'll consider a gift right now at 715-762-3221. Phone hasn't rang a while for Rachel out there. Let's put her to work. Let's get over 20 grand. Let's make this just an incredible day for His House of Hope.
Lynn Stunkel, owner and complete rain gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
This week at Macy's, it's the best time to save on fall styles at our biggest fall sale. Find the classic brown boots and preppy Mary jeans that everyone's wearing. Luxurious cashmere and wool sweaters, even better. It's our lowest prices of the season on diamond jewelry, now 50 to 75% off, over half off. Don't miss your chance to save big on the looks you need now at Macy's biggest fall sale today. Savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
98Q Country.
I was a 10-year train wreck with the last call. Yeah, I know you didn't.
together.
More country. Stars.
Here we go.
Right now.
98Q Country.
If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. Early every morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. I could work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you.
Baby, taste the moon shining off of your lips. I wanna see that, won't you smile? Still got me hooked, been hooked for a while. If you got a bottle you ain't opened yet, and an empty spot beside you in your bed, if you got some room for a little regret, let me know, girl, I've already lived, yeah. If you're feeling what I'm feeling, let's mix it up. My number, baby, hit me up. If you need a little late night, pick me up. I hope you get lonely tonight. We ain't gotta make up, just kiss me. We can straight up blame it on the whiskey. You ain't gotta wake up and miss me, no. I hope you get lonely or burning up the sheets with my tea on. Either way, the thought is turning me on. And I can't shake it, girl, I'm wide awake. So if you're feeling what I'm feeling, let's mix it up. You got my number, baby, hit me up. If you need a little late night, pick me up. I hope you get lonely tonight. We ain't gotta make up, just kiss me. We can straight up blame it on the whiskey. Hope
Country.
Tuxedo waiters, black tie, white tablecloths and red wine. We've been planning this night, looking forward to it for some time. Now, honey, I know you love getting dressed up, and you know I love showing you off, but watching your baby blue eyes dancing in the candlelight glow, all I can think about is getting you home. Walking through the front door, seeing your black dress hit the floor. Honey, there sure ain't nothing like you loving me all night long. And all I can think about is getting you home. Don't need this menu, no I don't. I already know just what I want. Did I hear you right? Did you tell me? Go pay the waiter and let us leave. Now honey, I know by that look in your eyes and your hand drawing hearts onto mine that are not about is getting me home. Walking through the front door, seeing your black dress hit the floor. Honey, there sure ain't nothing like you loving me all night long. And all I can think about home, walking through.